Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark McCulley of the American Angus Association joining us again. Back with Mark in just a moment.
COVID-19 is spreading across our state, whether you're in the city or a one-stoplight town.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
All the latest agriculture news and market information every weekday in the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and in the right-hand column, click on subscribe to the daily email and we'll meet up in your inbox.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HighBid.com. HighBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HighBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HighBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and see what everyone's talking about.
Top hired hand of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley with us once again, talking about his role in guiding the nation's largest beef breed into the future.
For the industry, for the association, one of your jobs is to be that vision caster along with the other members of your staff. But what's out there ahead? What, 2021 and maybe even beyond that?
Yeah, I think if anything, 2020 taught us that we've got to be planners, but we also have to be pretty nimble, and we have to be able to, and I think that's going to just continue. I think we have to look at our organizations and be able to be nimble and respond. I'm very, very bullish on beef demand. I think our commercial producers and our seed stock breeders have some really good years in front of us. I think the end product side is going to continue to be, we're going to see more coordination that goes on. I think our business is going to become less and less commodity and more program. That direction is set. It's just how fast are we going to get there? And so that's why our programs like Angus Link and things are really positioning users of registered Angus genetics to be able to take advantage of those premiums in the marketplace. And we know the consumer's wanting more and more assurances that these cattle were raised in a correct way, right? Right. They're going to, even things around environmental impact. And I think we've got an incredible story, right? We've got an incredible story out there, the ruminant in particular, the progress we've made in growth and efficiency. I think we don't think about it in terms of a more sustainable product or using, having less environmental impact. But that's, in fact, what we've been selecting for as we select for faster gaining, more efficient cattle. I just think we need to tell that story a little bit different. And there's going to be probably more opportunities around documenting some of that and verifying some of that long term. I think, to me, I'm starting to see more and more separation from, and I talked to cattle feeders, and it wasn't that long ago, cattle feeders, they knew breeds of cattle, but they weren't paying as much attention to maybe genetic lines within a breed. That's changing. We're seeing a lot of differences being expressed in the feedlot and at the packing plant on those really top-end genetics, and so I think that's going to continue as well.
McCulley says that while genomic EPDs give us more and more information about what's under the skin of those Angus cattle, he says it's important not to forget that the live evaluation that we see in the major shows also important.
I've always called it a bit of a blend of art and science. I think the science is obviously getting heavier and stronger and more powerful, but candidly, there's still things that we haven't got an objective scientific measure for yet that's an important part of animal husbandry. It's an important part of animal breeding, and I'm an old livestock judging team member and an old livestock judging team coach, and I still probably maybe have a little stronger bias at times to the phenotypic evaluation side of things, but I truly believe that. I truly believe there's things in through phenotypic evaluation that's still vital in terms of form and function and making sure that these cattle work for the commercial cattlemen, and then making sure obviously the data as we continue to collect more of this data and build these tools that sometimes will fool us. Sometimes we'll fool what we think our eyeball is telling us which ones the good ones are. And I think we need to be open to that. Don't fight that. Let the data help guide our decisions. But I don't believe we're going to get away from fully having visual. The importance of visual appraisal is still very, very key in my mind.
If you had the name or you've identified maybe one challenge or one or two challenges that the Angus breed faces right now, what is it?
Well, you know, I think probably one of the challenges always, if you are a market leader, right, and you have a market share lead, at times you find yourself in a mindset of trying to protect that number one spot as opposed to acting like you're number three, trying to get to number two, as I always say, you know, and I don't have any real concerns about that. I look at our breeders, I look at our board, I look at our staff. We're all about getting better and not being complacent and not relaxing because of the success that we've had. Because we all know that this business continues to evolve. We've got to stay current. We've got to stay relevant. That's a word I'd like to just continue pound home all the time. We've got to make sure we're always relevant to our member, to the commercial industry, and that's going to require change as we continue to go down this road. So, you know, making sure that we don't become complacent is definitely a challenge. I think for an association, I'd say that's for Angus Association, all associations. I spoke to the diversity of the membership that we serve. That's also, I think, always a challenge, making sure that you're staying relevant to that big breeder, that small breeder, that new breeder, that fifth generation breeder. Those are different tools, different programs, and you got to be mindful of bringing value to all of them.
CEO of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.